Now let's delete a file. You have advanced to the next record in the file. Do not make any changes to that file. Type Ctrl+B to end entry. This time you get a different message on the screen. It says, hit return to go to the next form, Ctrl+Y or delete to remove data from file, or Ctrl+E to exit current mode. Type any other character to return to top of form and continue. Hit the delete key. Now you are asked, remove data from file? Type Y to confirm that you want to remove this data from your file. The record is marked for deletion. You can view the data file on your screen by using CPM's type command at the A prompt. But first, you must exit DataStar. Hold down the Control key and type EEC. The first E will exit the current mode. The next E exits the current form. And C exits DataStar and boots the operating system. At the A prompt, type out sample.dta. That is, type the word type, T-Y-P-E, space, sample, period, D-T-A, and hit return. Your database will be displayed on the screen. Note the highlighted mark on the first character of the edited record and the deleted record. These records have been marked for deletion. When will they actually be removed? Right, during file maintenance. I mentioned before that the fastest way to perform the file maintenance task is by using Form Sort. Let's do that now. At the A prompt, type Form Sort space sample. That's F-O-R-M-S-O-R-T space sample. You do not include an extension. Hit return. The records marked for deletion will be removed and the data file put in sort order. Then the index file is sorted. Stop the tape while the records are being sorted. When the A prompt appears, use the type command again to display the sample data file. Enter the word type, space, sample.dta. And return. Take a look at the newly ordered file on the screen. The line of commas at the end of the file is an end of file marker. You will also use Form Sort when you want to order the file by a different key field. Let's run through that procedure. For practice purposes, you will create a new file sorted in alphabetic order by name. First, you must copy the sample definition file. Use pip. At the A prompt, type pip space alpha period def equals sample period def and return. Next, you will change the key field of the alpha file to the name field. What program did you use to establish the key field? That's right, FormGen. At the A prompt then, type FormGen alpha, return. The form will display. Move the cursor to the zip field. Remember Ctrl+K toggles the key field? Type Ctrl+K. The asterisks disappear. Now move the cursor into the name field and type Ctrl+K to establish the name field as the new key field. Good. Save the form with Ctrl+C and choose B to boot the operating system. Every InfoStar database needs three files: the definition file, the data file, and the index file. You have the alpha definition file. Next, FormSort is going to create an alpha data file using the data you entered into the sample file. Type FormSort space Alpha, space, sample. That's right. At the A prompt, type form sort, alpha, sample. Then hit return. Alpha is the new file, and sample is the original file. Form sort looks for the input data file and checks to see if the data fits the output definition file. If it does, a data and index file are created with the output file name. When form sort is finished, take a directory of your disk and note the three alpha files. The file with the DEF extension is the definition file. The file with the DTA extension is your data file. And the file with the NDX extension is your index file. Let's review what you just did to change the sort order of a data file. First, you copied the original .def file and gave it a new name. Then you changed the key field. Next, you ran form sort using the original data and created a DTA and an NDX file. If you make additions or corrections to the original file, your other file can be updated with the same procedure. The formula again is form sort space output file name space input file name. During the sorting process, form sort creates a temporary working file located on the currently logged disk. There must be available disk space equal to the size of your data file. For very large files, you may want to have a disk with only your form sort files to use in drive A and place your data file in drive B. And those famous last words, always remember to keep a backup copy of your input data files. I think you have the idea. You use form sort to do file maintenance and to reorder your data. Now on to ReportStar. But first, why don't you turn the tape off and take a break? You sure deserve it. ReportStar is composed of four modules: RGen, REdit, Report, and Form Sort. We've already covered Form Sort, and Report is the actual print program. RGen and REdit are used for creating reports. If you want to do form letters, mailing labels, or other documents that require word processing, it is advisable to use Mail Merge with your data files. Right now, let's take a look at RGen. RGen creates quick reports, drawing on data from one file. You need only select the file and the fields, and a report is produced with a title and report date at the top. The body of the report contains field names on one line and the data in columns beneath them. The number of columns used is displayed during field selection. When it reaches 80, you have reached the limit for 8.5 by 11 paper. You can, however, move the columns closer together by editing in REdit or WordStar. You can use the sample files on your disk to run reports. For your first report, why not do a product report using the file product R? Your report will print the product, its wholesale price, its retail price, and how many are in stock. At the A prompt, type RGen product. Product is the name of the report. That's right, RGEN space product, and return. All of the definition files are displayed, and the cursor is waiting for you to make a selection. The message on the screen says you can move the cursor to the file name below and press return, or type enough characters to uniquely identify the file and press return. Use Control F to take you to the file name product R, then press return. Next, the fields of product R are displayed. This time, the cursor is waiting for you to make your field selections. Hit return until you have chosen all fields. Look at the top right-hand corner of your screen. How many columns have been used? Yes, the report will fit on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. At this point, you have two choices. You can type Control N for next screen, which gives you the opportunity to choose summary reports, that is record counts and totals, or you can bypass the summary screen by typing Control C and go directly to the exit menu to run the report. But let's go to the next screen, Control-N, and ask for a record count by report. Did you hit Control-N? Is the summary screen displayed? Hit Return twice to advance to record count by report. Type Y. This will print the total number of products in the database, since there is one record for each product. You are not going to ask for any other totals for this report. However, notice on the screen that RGen can give you totals, averages, largest and smallest summaries, by key fields, by page, or by report. Type Control-C to exit the summary screen. Type R or press Return to run the report. Hit Return when asked if you want standard error reporting. Type Y when asked if you want the output to go to a disk file instead of the printer. Next, your report form will be displayed and you will be prompted for the report date. Type the date, but do not hit Return. Opening file messages are displayed, and then standard error reporting. Next, the A prompt will appear. At the A prompt, type DIR product.star return to see what files RGen created. You will see two files, product.rpt and product.prn. The RPT file holds the specs for the report, while the PRN file is the ASCII file printed to disk. The PRN file is always saved on the log disk drive and can be displayed on the screen with the type command. You can also edit it and print it with WordStar. A hard copy or printed update of this report can be gotten at any time by typing Report Product. Remember I said that report was the print module? After you have created an RPT file, you simply type the word report, followed by the report name, and hit return to run the report. Turn the tape off now and experiment using the type command to display the product.prn file and the report program to print the product.rpt file. Look at your printed report. The information is there, and it would probably be suitable for in-house reports, but the decimal points are not aligned. That problem is easy to solve using REdit. You simply go into the report layout, and with Control-R, define the fields to be right justified. Why don't you try that? At the A prompt, type REdit product. That's R-E-D-I-T space product and return. You will come to the File Definitions screen. Type Control-C to arrive at the report layout. Now place the cursor in the Wholesale field and press Control-R. Type Returns until you find the option to right justify the field and type Y. That's all you have to define, so now press Control-C. Next, place the cursor in the Retail field and press Control-R. Type Returns until you find the option to right justify the field, and type Y again. Then Control-C to end the definition process. You're getting pretty good at this. Why not right justify the stock field too? Place the cursor in the field and type Control-R. Find the right justify option and type Y. Then type Control-C. Type another Control-C to save your form. And choose R to run the report. Hit Return for standard error reporting, and Return again to send the report to the printer. Your form is displayed and you are prompted for the date. Type the month, day, and year. Then the report prints. See, the numbers are now right justified and the decimals are aligned. Good for you. Now you know how to generate a quick report, and you even know how to use REdit to edit the report layout. But how do you create a customized report? 1. You can use REdit to enhance a quick report with new titles, additional fields, either input fields or fields from other files, or 2. You may start from scratch with REdit and design a report by drawing fields and defining them, similar to the way you designed your form in FormGen. REdit will allow you to draw on a maximum of 16 different files for one report. In reality, however, you probably will not use more than 3 or 4 different files. I am going to lead you through an exercise that will show you how to use RGen and REdit together to customize a report. You will use the payments file that is already on your disk and create a report that reflects all payments over $5,000. You will also add a field that is to be filled in at the time the report is run. Okay, let's begin. At the A prompt, type RGen Custom. RGen Custom. Your definition files are displayed for your selection. This time, type P and the cursor will advance to the payments file. Press return. The fields in the payments file are displayed for your selection. Type Ctrl K to remove the screen message so you can view all of the fields. Press return to select all the fields. That's right, hit return 5 times to select all 5 fields. That completes the field selections. Now press Ctrl N to advance to the summary screen for record counts and totals. Hit return twice and type Y for record count by report. Now press returns until the cursor is in the report column on the amount row. That is the last option on the screen. Type T for total amount by report, and exit the summary screen with Ctrl C. You have advanced to the exit menu where you chose to run the report last time you worked with RGen. This time, choose F to chain to the file definition section of REdit. You only want records with amounts greater than 5,000 to appear in the report, and you will do this by utilizing the Include If option that is at the bottom of your file definition. Hit returns now until you arrive at the Include If statement. Don't go so fast that you pass it. If you passed it and arrive at the second file definition, Ctrl A will return you to the top of the first file definition. Stop the tape until you arrive at the Include If statement. Now type Ctrl J to display the help screen, which gives you an explanation of how to use the Include If statement. Turn the tape off and read the information on your screen. Now type amount greater than sign 5,000. Do not include commas or dollar signs. Hit return. Now the screen is ready for a second file to be defined. If you were drawing information from 2 files, you would need to define the other file. Check your user's reference manual when you are ready to proceed to this step. Now type Ctrl C. That ends the file definition and takes you to the report layout. Next, you are going to change the name of the report. Use the cursor arrows to move the cursor to the C in Custom. That's right, place the cursor on the C in Custom. Now backspace 4 times. The new title will be Payments Over $5,000. Type Ctrl-V, Ctrl-B for bold. That is Ctrl-V as in Victor and Ctrl-B as in boy. Then type Payments Over $5,000. Hit Return twice. You are going to add a field to be entered at runtime that will print the name of the person who is preparing the report. With your cursor on the blank line beneath the date field, type Ctrl-N 2 times to insert 2 blank lines. See the highlighted column, the print control column to the left of the screen? Move your cursor over as far to the left as it will go, and then use the backspace key to enter the print control column. Type P 2 times to indicate that these 2 lines will appear once on every page. Type Ctrl S to exit the print control column. Line the cursor up under the first letter of the title. Type the word BY, B-Y, space, and hit the underscore key 15 times. The underscore establishes the field. All report fields designed in REdit must be defined. The information can be obtained from 1 of 3 sources: a file, a calculation, or input by the operator. It is in the definition process that you tell REdit where it's going to get the information for a particular field. Place the cursor in the field you just created and press Ctrl-R. The cursor is at the field number. Hit Return. Now you are at the prompt for the field name. You may call this field Name. Type Name and press Return. Now return until you are prompted for the source. Type I to say the field source is input, and type a prompt that will appear at the top of the screen when the report is run. You might say something like, "Enter your name." Now type return to accept the defaults for the rest of the questions. Hit Ctrl-C to end your revisions. You are ready to run the report. Type R. Yes, you want standard error reporting, so hit Return for the default. Next, type Y to send the report to the disk instead of the printer. Your report form is displayed, and you are asked to fill in the date and then your name. You'll need to hit Return if your name did not take up the complete field. Opening file messages are then displayed and standard error reporting. And there you are again at the A prompt. Since you asked the report to be written to disk, you have both a custom.rpt and a custom.prn file. You can call the PRN file up in WordStar, do any further editing, and print it out in WordStar. Or you can print it directly to the printer by typing Report Custom at the A prompt. What do you think you do if next month you want updated information from the payments file? That's right. Simply type Report Custom. Well, that should give you a good start for using RGen and REdit. You have a basic understanding, and now you can consult your ReportStar User Reference Manual and the ReportStar Training Guide for more in-depth information on creating reports. As you can see, InfoStar is a very valuable database management system. During this session, you created a form in FormGen, did data entry in DataStar, ordered your file and did file maintenance with FormSort. and finally, created reports using RGen and REdit. Now, if you are ready to design your own database, start with pencil and paper and decide what information you need to include and how long each field must be. Then take it step by step. With the help of the on-screen menus and also the help screens displayed when you type Ctrl-J, InfoStar makes it possible for you to design a database quickly, accurately, and easily. Now, I know I've covered a lot of material in this tape, and I don't want you to feel discouraged. Are things a little cloudy? Put the tape away for now and go over it again later, and even a third time to get it under your belt. Database systems are complex and take some patience to learn, but stick to it. The more you work with InfoStar, the more you'll recognize its endless possibilities.